Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Miss Dahlia coming at you. I just came on to do my first podcast, so I just want to thank you so much for joining me, for tuning in. You could be anywhere else, but you're listening, and I deeply, deeply appreciate that. So today's podcast is something that I decided to do after my daughter and I had a very intense teenage moment. She's 18 years old and she's growing up, so it is part of me learning to let go, to let her come up into her womanhood so then she can come up into her adulthood, because those are actually two different things. And our disagreement was about her going to church with me. And, you know, she feels like right now she's at a place where she needs to be able to look at her own spirituality and build her relationship with God, and me not doing it for her. So as I was driving to church, my church is about 30 minutes away, so I have to get on the highway to get there. And as I was driving to church, I'm like, man, why is it that we can't agree on this? Why is it that we're not completely seeing eye to eye? And it occurred to me that there's this shift that's going on, and it's happening at a moment where I'm really at a point where I'm getting my own self together and I'm chasing and following my dreams. And the thought came to me that the things you're going through has actually nothing to do with your physical self, but everything to do with your purpose and calling. And, you know, it's just through my daughter and I going through this, but I've been talking to several people in the course of the year. And the thing that continues to be going on is this up and down point in their lives. And people are getting to the point where they just can't take it anymore. I myself have had several things happening, and the last major thing was that my car was totaled, airbags went off, a brand new car, 2018 Hyundai Elantra. Car totaled, left me without a car. I just spoke to someone today whose car was actually damaged by a deer that came out on the busiest street in the city that we live. And, you know, she told me about her week and a series of things that happened. I'm like, man. She's like, I don't really know what it is, but I have had it. And I said to her, I was like, man, I said, you know my story and all the things that has happened with me with the different cars that I've had and relationships and everything. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, listen, there's a message that we have to get out there. There's something that we need to tell that the devil doesn't want us to tell. And she looked at me and she's like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, like this is, it's really serious. So I realized that in the middle of our valley, that's our transition area. And we are vulnerable because we're cleaning out the old and making room for the new. And so many things are happening. Like once we've decided that we're going to live our life differently and do things differently, that's like, that's transition area. So I told her, you know, like this is the time where we're trying to do something different, something new. And what the devil tries to do is fill that space with disease, famine, financial issues, personal issues, whatever you can name, he tries to fill that. So I told her, you know what we need to do is do a fasting and prayer, because now we've prayed, we've cried, we done did everything that we could possibly think to do, and gotten to a point where we don't know what to do. So I talked to her about fasting and prayer. And there's just a lot of baggage, I think, as women we hold on to because we have so much stuff going on. We deal with the weight of the world and try to deal with our own issues. And most of the time, we don't even have time for ourselves. So there are a couple things that I just want to give pointers on, and I hope this is helpful. But these are some of the things that has really helped me to go through some of the things that I have endured and helped me to really look at things differently. But I would have to say that The number one thing is that forgiveness is a part of the plan. So it means to forgive yourself first, because a lot of times we beat ourselves up for things that we have no control over, and things happen and we look at it like it's our fault. It's not our fault. We have to forgive ourselves first so that we can move to the point of forgiving others and letting that baggage go, letting go of anything that is holding on to us, that is weighing us down, so that we can be able to move on. And I feel like once we move on, the second point is to be still, but get away from still people. Those are the people that are still struggling, still broke, still in the relationship, still trying to suck that energy from you. Those are the still people. Still complaining, still at the same job, still doing those things that's not going to make a change. When you've decided that you've forgiven and you've let go, you need to be around company that is going to uplift you and company that is going to do the things that you would like to do. So like surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Now, if you want to be a billionaire, you can't hang around with 100-year-olds, you know. If you want to be a hairdresser and you are a hairdresser, you get in circles with people who are also hairdressers and you go do classes that's going to sharpen your skill. Iron sharpens iron. So the more you're away from people that help to uplift you and make you better, the less energy you're going to have with the things that you need. The third thing I would say is to stay focused intently, even if things don't seem like they're going well. Because when you stay focused, there's really no time for anything to distract you. And if anything even comes about, you look at it in a solution-focused manner, and you now know how you're going to deal with it and keep it moving. These are my tips for this, but I just want to say again, you know, even as I was writing this message and sitting down, one of my classmates, she sent me, I think it was like a Psalm 100 paraphrase that said that, you know, God sees your struggle and your struggle is going to be no more. It's like really weird because she never sends me things like that. So even with the struggle that I face as a parent, trying to not raise, but trying to guide a teenage daughter, working on my own business and doing things, there's a part of me that has to let things go so that things can come in. Although this is something that is hard, it is something that has to be done. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to my podcast. And I just want to say thank you once again. Because again, you could be anywhere, but you chose to be here and to listen to my podcast. And you can visit my website at www.MsDaliah.com. And you can learn more about me. I am a cosmetologist, and I am also, I just became an ordained minister so that I can perform weddings any time of the day. I'm willing to travel for that as well. And there's so many other things that I do. I do business coaching, so many other things. But you can go to my website and you can learn all about me. And stay tuned for my wedding website, where you can see how you can book me to do your wedding. And it's called The Official Wedding Knot. That's going to be the upcoming website. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And this broadcast was brought to you by the Miss Dahlia Enterprise. And I see you guys on the next post. All right, love you.